Oh, man, there's no nerves, man. When it comes to football, it's fun. I tell you what, I was excited finally to get back and play football instead of getting in your underwear and running a 40. You know, this is a lot more fun. Been around the team, you know, met all the veteran guys. They've been great, been very helpful, you know, from, you know, helping me with the plays, from helping me where to live. They've been great. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better situation. I'm extremely happy where I'm at.
I heard you on a radio show say that Matt Schaub had reached out to you shortly after you were drafted. As much as you want to volunteer, just about what he said or just the interaction there?
He did. And I'll just think, you know, he just said he's here to help me, you know, and whatever I needed, you know, basically that was it. You know, he's here, ask him questions. He said, hey, man, I know you got your brother who's played, you know, 13 years, but he said, hey, we're teammates. I'm here for you every day. Whatever you need, I'm here to help you. So that meant a lot. That meant a lot.
Derek, Fresno State's had a reputation over the years of playing anybody, anywhere, anytime. How did your experience there prepare you for life in the pros?
Oh, man, really, you know, Fresno State is an amazing place. You know, we got a couple dogs here, you know, with Coach Skip. You know, we got a couple of us, but, you know, it really does prepare you. You know, Coach Hill and Coach DeRuiter, the systems that they run, you know, now learning this playbook, how they operate, you know, meetings-wise, they run it just like the NFL. And so Fresno State is a prime place to go, and I'm kind of recruiting for them. But, you know, when I got here, it made the transition not easy. This is not easy, but it made it a lot easier than maybe – for someone else, you know, and I give all that credit to my coaches for preparing us that way.
Were you happy with how you threw the ball today?
Oh yeah, felt good, man. You know, just main thing right now is just, you know, they throw the whole new playbook at you. The main thing is throwing it to the right spot. You know, just throw it to the right spot. You know, there's so much that goes into one play, more so at this level than in college, high school. I can't believe it, you know. You know, but it's been fun to learn. It's something that I enjoy, you know that. You know, but absolutely, you know, if threw it to the right spot. And, you know, again, I got a lot to work on. You know, I'm learning. This is day one. You know, hopefully there's a lot more after this.
Is it just coincidental that you complete a lot of your passes to tight ends? Would you like to complete some more to the wideouts a little more?
It just depends on the play, honestly. You know, if it's not a short one, you know, then we're throwing the long one to the tight end. You know, it doesn't matter who it's going to. You know, you read the coverage, and wherever the coverage on that play tells you to throw it, that's just where you throw it.
Even if it goes to the San Jose State guy?
Even if it does that. Yeah. No doubt. You know, it's hard, you know, throwing to Grigsby, but, you know, I'm going to have to learn how.
Hey, David, you don't – you didn't seem like –
it's all right. It's Derek, but it's okay.
Seem like a rookie. You're kind of directing traffic, and your confidence was coming through. Uh-huh. I've seen some young quarterbacks come in here a little more quiet. Uh-huh. But just your natural sort of leadership ability.
Oh yeah, I'm not trying to be anything that I'm not. I'm just trying to encourage guys. You know, one thing I always try and do is encourage people. You know, this is a stressful environment. You know, you're in the NFL, guys. You know, there's a lot of guys out here just trying to make the team. You know, all of us, we're all trying to make the team, trying to, you know, prove ourselves in these things. And I'm just here to encourage guys, trying to make it easier on them. You know, tell them, hey, you know, if a guy dropped a ball, hey, great route. You know, those kind of things. So that's something I've done since I was little. And that's really just how I was brought up. And so I just try to really encourage people.
How much did you work with Coach Sullivan this offseason? I was transitioning.
I worked a lot with Coach Sullivan.
Yeah. How does that help you in the transition?
Oh, it's helped so much, you know, from, you know, watching NFL film, you know, to doing the drops that I'm doing here. You know, it's not all shotgun. You know, it's under center, play action, all that kind of stuff. You know, there's run game footwork. There's so much different stuff that goes into it. So working with him has been so helpful, and I'm very thankful for him.
That first snap frustrate you a little bit? First snap,
oh, yeah, on the drill. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Any time a play doesn't work, I'm not happy. So.
Derek, you mentioned being with Grigsby. What about Southwick? I mean, obviously, yeah. That was a pretty epic game you guys played for Fresno.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we finished our meeting, you know, late last night, so I rode with him. And it was weird. I threw my Fresno State bag in there, and he kind of looked at me funny. But, you know, it's cool, man. You know, football is just a game. You know, there's rivalries, all those kind of things. But right now we're teammates. You know, we're Raiders. You know, we're both trying to help each other in whatever way we can just to make each other better, make this team better.
Was there any moment of, like, pinch yourself or something that you worked to get here for your life? today was your first practice.
Yeah.
Any moment at all, like wonderment, or I'm here, pinch yourself a little bit.
The moment for me was when it was finally time to practice. And it wasn't like a pinch yourself. It was kind of like a relief. You know, finally, we're just playing football. I don't have to, you know, obviously it's going to happen, but here on TV about my drop or our offense or anything like that, I just want to get away. I just want to play football. You know, that's the only thing, that's what I love to do. I want to play football, learn from my great coaches, you know, try and help my teammates the most that I can, and, you know, help the Raiders win games.
Aaron, during that process, what did you hear from so-called analysts that both made you feel good and then other things that made you feel like, you don't know me?
Oh, man. To be completely honest, and, you know, there's, you know, a lot of people here that know me, none of that stuff affected me either way, positive or negative. You know, you're going to be praised a lot in this business. You're going to be criticized a lot. Ignore both because neither matter. You know, that's how I look at it. You know, I'm going to come out here and continue to work. I'm going to listen to my coaches, you know, Coach Flip, Coach Allen, Coach Olson. Whatever they tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
What are your first impressions of Coach Olson's offense? Do you like kind of how it works?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fun, man. It's great. You know, I'm not going to get into the details
sure.
You know, get cut already. It's just one of them things. You know, you start learning it and you start picking it up, and it's fun, man. I really like it. And, you know, again, I got a long ways to go, you know. I got a long ways to go. So the interviews for me, I haven't done anything yet. You know, my college career is done. I haven't done anything yet. So, you know, learning the playbook and all that's been fun, but I got a ways to go.
Derek, of all the places you could have gone, you've talked about how this is where you wanted to be.
Yes.
And you've talked about the reaction of the fans and how good they've been to you. Can you talk a little bit about putting on the silver and black?
Oh, my goodness. You know, just wearing the Raiders, you know, logo, I mean, it means so much to me. You know, I've always been a Raider fan. You know, always rooted for them. You know, always liked them. Always thought their jerseys were the best. All those things as a kid, you know, all those fun things. My uncle played for the Raiders. You know, the fans, I've said it before, you know, the Raider Nation's the best in the world. Any sport, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, they're the best. And they've reached out in public. You know, they've seen me. They said things. And we definitely we have the best.
Last one, guys.
Still wearing number 4, which obviously Brett Favre is your idol. But now you're an NFL player yourself. Are you going to try and make that your own in this league?
Yeah, no doubt, man. I got to go correct some things that I screwed up out here before I can start talking about that. But, yeah, definitely happy to still have 4. I'm blessed that they allowed me to wear it. You know, they could have gave me something else, you know. But I'd have rocked that too, but I'm definitely happy to still wear 4.